Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're catching up with head coach of the Pella Christian Baseball Program, Chris Feinart, previewing the summer of 2026 here. And, Coach, before we talk anything specific about this team, just kind of overall your thoughts here as you're getting ready for another season of baseball on Eagle Lane.
Yeah, things have changed. We graduated some seniors last year, and their losses will hurt, of course. But we've got kind of low numbers this year. I think 9 through 12, we've got 17 kids out for baseball. And 10 of those are freshmen and sophomores, so we're a little inexperienced. We've got a little bit of experience at the junior and senior level. But, yeah, just like tonight's game against Sigourney, we're just looking to get some kids some playing time, a little bit of experience, and we'll see where things take us this year.
Absolutely, and you look at this season too. I mean, you alluded to a little bit of that inexperience. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, it's always kind of interesting in the summer. You just kind of have to wait and see how things are going to play out, especially when you talk about spring sports and everything like that, and those opportunities to play kind of give you a chance to really not only develop some of those kids, but really just kind of mold them in the way that Eagles baseball wants to play.
Yeah, got 5 different sports going on, you know, in the spring, and it's hard to get kids to practice. We've had numerous practices where there's only 6 or 7 kids there. I think there was only 3 kids out of the 17 that weren't involved in a spring sport. So, yeah, we're just starting to finally see some of these kids, which is a challenge, and you're kind of learning on the fly a little bit. But, yeah, we're going to give it the best we can and get some practices in. Hopefully, you know, we only have about 1 practice each week because we're playing 4 nights a week. So it's just going to be fun to watch, like, mainly that sophomore class. There's 6 or 7 sophomores that we just want to get experience, and we'll see where we're at the end of the year.
Yeah, and we'll definitely see how that plays out. And one thing that I think always plays a big key when you have teams like this is the senior group, right? And I know that earlier this week, one of those seniors was out and unable to play, but you just look at that group of Garrett Wheeler, Ben Van Weingarten, Logan Gallagher, Toby Belzer, where, you know, they may have other sports and other obligations as it relates to that, but they play such a big part in kind of helping mold those guys, especially when there's a lot of that game action on the field.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Ben and Garrett specifically, and, I mean, shoot, they play about every sport there is. So, you know, they have leadership qualities, and hopefully they'll kind of groom some of these young kids and, you know, show them how we do things. Logan's a competitor. You know, he's running at the state track meet on Thursday. And Toby, you know, Toby had a great football season, given, you know, 1 last shot at baseball this year, getting his senior year in. We're grateful for all 4 of them that are out. And, yeah, looking forward to seeing what they can provide for senior leadership.
And, again, we're talking to head coach of the Pella Christian Baseball Program, Chris Feinart, here. Previewing the summer of 2026, well, we talk about some of that experience too, and just kind of building that up, right, and getting some of these young guys some of that experience. They're going to see some really stiff competition this year as well. It's probably going to be more than what they've, you know, ever faced in terms of that. And, you know, it's one of those things that as a coach, it could be something that you look at and it's like, man, I kind of wish we didn't have to see some of these top programs, but it also kind of gives them some opportunity to really see some of those programs and just kind of get a feel for what it takes to reach that level as well. How do you guys kind of balance that out as a coaching staff and just try to, you know, encourage those guys that even though the results may not come against some of that stiffer competition, it can be beneficial there in the long run?
No, exactly. Even, you know, after the Sigourney game, you know, we had a couple kids that were kind of frustrated with the way they played, and you know, you got to try to build their confidence. They're going to be a lot different baseball players in a month or two. They're going to gain experience, and they're not even going to remember what happened tonight. Baseball's a hard sport. I mean, it's not easy. You got to have a short memory. You know, you got to move on to the next play right away. And some of those kids just haven't learned that yet, or, you know, they can't apply it yet. I mean, so, yeah. Experience is going to go a long way, and hopefully by the end of the year, you know, a lot of these kids aren't as timid, aren't as – they just they're more comfortable in their own skin out on the baseball field.
Absolutely. And when we look at this season too, you know, I mean, we talk about there's going to be that stiff competition level, but there's going to be those opportunities to find some of that success and, you know, just kind of test some things out. And as we just look at this season as well, what's kind of the goals that this team has kind of set forth for itself going into the year, knowing that there, you know, is a little bit of that inexperience and just trying to kind of figure out what they want to be?
As far as goals, I mean, it you know, with the schedule we play, it's kind of hard to, you know, have solid goals as far as wins or anything that you can measure that way. Even like batting average and earned run average, stuff like that. It's so hard to put a goal, you know, on paper or anything. I think just the goal with this team is just to see growth. We might not be the best team in the state at the end of the year, but when we go to the first district game, we want the other team to at least know, hey, we're going to get a pretty good, you know, this is going to be a competitive game because they played a lot of good competition. We know they're not going to back down from anybody, and we're going to have to play well in order to beat them. So that's, I guess if we have a goal, it's just to be playing better at the end of the season than we are at the beginning of the season.
Absolutely. And one final thing to just kind of wrap up our season preview here is, you know, we kind of look at it and, you know, one of those things we talked about was, you know, the amount of games to practice times throughout a week. And, you know, some coaches could kind of view that as a benefit. Some can kind of view that as a detriment because, you know, when you're playing those games, you're getting a lot of good game experience and you're getting some of those opportunities to learn on the fly, you know, maybe a little bit less of the true hands-on interaction in a practice setting as well. But when you kind of look at this team, how do you kind of view that going into this year on terms of, you know, one night may not be your night, but you have that opportunity to kind of bounce back very quickly with a lot of games here throughout the weeks.
Well, yeah, kids are not going to be at a shortage of playing games because with only 17 kids, you do the math. I mean, that's barely enough kids to have a JV and a varsity. So there's going to be numerous kids that are playing both JV and varsity. We're going to have to watch the game numbers because you max out at 40. But, I mean, 40 games in a summer, you're going to get a lot of experience. So, yeah, it. Hopefully the kids have fun. Hopefully we have no injuries. Injuries are just going to be a killer, especially this year. But hopefully we're healthy. Hopefully the kids have fun, and hopefully we compete.
Absolutely, Coach Feinhardt. Appreciate the time as always, and look forward to many more conversations about Pelican Christian baseball here in the coming weeks. But again, just appreciate the time.
Yep, no problem. Always a pleasure.
Absolutely. That was Chris Feinhardt, head coach of the Pelican Christian baseball team here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.